How do you find talented people? Do you have a special way?
When I hire somebody really senior, competence is the ante. They have to be really smart. But the real issue for me is, are they going to fall in love with Apple? Because if they fall in love with Apple, everything else will take care of itself. They'll want to do what's best for Apple, not what's best for them. What's best for Steve or anybody else. Recruiting is hard. It's just finding the needles in the haystack. We do it ourselves, and we spend a lot of time at it. I've participated in the hiring of maybe 5,000-plus people in my life, so I take it very seriously. You can't know enough in a one-hour interview. So in the end, it's ultimately based on your gut. How do I feel about this person? What are they like when they are challenged? Why are they here? I ask everybody that. Why are you here? The answers themselves are not what you're looking for. It's the metadata.
So far, Apple TV's failing. What do you think of this?
Here's how I look at it. Everybody's tried to make a great product for the living room. Microsoft's tried, we've tried, everybody's tried, and everybody's failed. We failed so far. So there's a whole bunch of people that have tried, and every single one of them's failed, including us. And that's why I call it a hobby. It's not a business yet, it's a hobby. We've come out with our second try. Apple TV, Take Two is what we call it internally. We realized that the first product we did was about helping you view the content of whatever you had in iTunes on your Mac or PC, and wireless sending it to your widescreen TV. Well, it turns out that's not what people really wanted to do. I mean, yeah, it's nice to see your photos up on the big screen. That's frosting on the cake, but it's not the cake. What everybody really wanted, it turned out, was movies. So we began the process of talking to Hollywood studios, and were able to get all the major studios to license their movies for rental. And we only have about 600 movies so far ingested on iTunes, but we'll have thousands later this year. We lowered the price to $229, and we'll see how it does. Will this resonate and be something that you just can't live without and love? We'll see. I think it's got a shot.
Does the economic downturn have any influence on Apple? How do you manage through this period?
We've had one of these before, when the dot-com bubble burst. What I told our company was that we were just going to invest our way through the downturn, that we weren't going to lay off people, that we'd taken a tremendous amount of effort to get them into Apple in the first place. The last thing we were going to do was lay them off, and we were going to keep funding. In fact, we were going to up our R&D budget so that we would be ahead of our competitors when the downturn was over. And that's exactly what we did. And it worked. And that's exactly what we'll do this time.